The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tell us why the dinner table is so important.
I think it's because it's sort of the only place in which we really, really communicate and really get stuck into conversation. And as a result, becomes the place in which we celebrate. It's a place in which we, all the big things happen in life, like first dates and weddings and family dinners and first homes. But then it's also the place where all the small kind of incidental things happen, like just the day-to-day catch-ups and the daily plans and, you know, the general kind of cups of tea and everyday clutter, especially with working from home now as well. And, you know, people having your kids play on the table. It's so much more than a place to eat.
Yeah, my wife, and I know we're talking about the family dinner here. My wife's a great believer in, I'm giving away all the secrets here. Hopefully the kids aren't listening. But she said, like, if a group of pals come in, if they sit at the table and she's feeding them, they almost forget like she's there and they just chat away, basically. Is there something about food that, I don't know, gets the conversation going, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a universal touch point, really. Even if, heaven forbid, you run out of chat, the food there is like a stimulus.
You can talk about the food.
Exactly. It's like the weather.
Is it something families increasingly don't do, do you think? Is that your fear?
Yeah, sadly. So, I mean, the research that I looked into applied to the UK, but it was a third of families no longer eat at the table and 48% eat in front of the TV. And it's so easy to do. It's such a subtle and understandable slide. You know, you're tired and it's an effort to lay the table, and often the food isn't necessarily conducive to sitting around and sharing. If it's kind of something you just done in the microwave, you don't necessarily make an effort to sit down and share it with each other around a table. But the more I looked into it, the more concerning I found that statistic, especially when you see so many kids, again, an understandable shift, like so many kids on devices at the table, even when out. You know, obviously it helps the parents talk to each other, but it means that they're not having to engage in conversation. And
that's kind of tragic, isn't it? I mean, look, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm as much a slave to my mobile phone as anybody is, but like put it down for the 20 minutes you're sitting having your dinner,
yeah,
surely.
Yeah, exactly. And if you think about, I mean, I don't know about you, but growing up, that's kind of where I learned to debate and take a joke and talk about like big things as well as little things and have a laugh. So many kind of your communicative skills happen with your family around a table.
Yeah, I love the way, I mean, when I think back to my growing up, and it's the same now, we all sit in the same place at the dinner table or at the kitchen table. We all have our spot.
Yeah, and there is
something kind of nice about that, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. I mean, one of the people I interviewed for this piece I wrote about it, called Bree Graham, her grandparents transported their table around with them. They lived all over the world, they're diplomats, and they took their table wherever they went at huge cost and inconvenience. But I just loved that sense of consistency. I think that's what my dad's table was growing up. Kind of, we all sat in the same spots, we all did our work in the same spot, the little grooves and lines that kind of come about and stains that come about as a result are sort of there throughout your lives as a family together. It's almost like a pet in its own way.
Actually, sorry, you just reminded me, the table we have is my grandmother's table, and everybody calls it Granny's table, including people who are not in our family call it Granny's table. And it's funny, I got it priced after my parents died, just in case it was really expensive, and I was kind of the one taking it. I kind of felt a bit guilty, and it was worth next to nothing. But there's a lifetime, well, just what, three generations of experiences at that table.
That's amazing. Like, yeah. Priceless to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely priceless. So look, I mean, we're not trying to preach here or anything, but I suppose the advice to people is
To prioritise it and to prioritise. I mean, it's interesting, if you think about a wedding table, people put so much effort into planning that and setting that and arranging that, and yet they forget about their humble little table at home. So I think revaluing it would be my advice. Heaven forbid I should give any, but yeah.
I think it's sound advice. Listen, lovely to talk to you. Claire Finney, author of Hungry Heart, How the Food We Love Shapes Our Lives. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.